The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Well, now, most of us use our cars only for a very short period every day. We drive to work, park it up, and then drive home again in the evening. Well, a group of Danes have come up with an idea to make money from your car when you're not using it. And I'm delighted to be joined by one of the founders of the new company, Rent-A-Carlo. He is Jakob Alexander, and he joins me now from a studio in Newcastle. Jakob, good morning.
Good morning.
And Jakob, tell us first of all exactly what this is about.
Well, basically, it's about using the idle cars that are on the street and make sure that we actually use all the resources that are available for us.
So we're talking about private cars?
We're talking about private cars and private persons renting out their vehicles when they're not using it.
And how would it work?
Basically, it's quite simple. So you go into our platform, rentacarlo.com, and you sign up your car, and then you just sit and wait for someone to actually have a need for the car in the area. And then basically you get a request and then you say, yes, I do want to rent it out, or no, I cannot rent it out this moment. So it's kind of like an easy face-to-face conversation you have with the person who actually wants to rent your car.
And who came up with the idea?
It's basically my friend and co-founder, Mass, who came up with the idea. And it came actually from a vacation in Spain where he had to rent a house through Airbnb and also rented a car through Avis. But he was only using it for 2 out of 7 days. So it was actually like, it was just parked there the whole time and he spent a lot of money on it. And when he got home, we talked and he said, like, I have this great idea about doing something similar to Airbnb where you can just rent a car from a neighbor when you just need to use it, if you only use it for an hour instead of using it for the whole day.
So is it a class of Airbnb for cars?
Yeah, you can kind of say that. I mean, the whole idea is that whenever you need something, whenever you need a car, like whenever you need housing for vacation, you should just easily go in and find it somewhere convenient, maybe next to you, instead of going all the way down to the airport or to the industrial area to rent a car.
So explain to me how it would work then, Jakob. If I were to make my car available for rent, how would I proceed?
Basically, you just go into our platform, rentacarlo.com, and you sign up your car. And then you basically just say you upload some pictures. So you take pictures of your car, and then you set the prices. We, of course, guide you so you know how much your car is worth. So you put an hourly price, a daily price, and a weekly price. And then you just set it up as being available.
And who sets the rate that you rent at?
Basically, you do as a user. So you're the car owner, you set the rate. So it naturally comes down to, I mean, if you set the price too high, you might not get any requests. But if you set the price at what you actually think is fair, then you probably get enough requests so you can actually earn back some of the money that you spend on your car.
And how do you make money? How does Rent-A-Carlo make money? Is there commission on the rent?
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. We don't do any hidden fees or anything. So you can see how much we charge. So we charge a service and insurance fee. So that's kind of like 25% of the whole rental.
So one out of four euros goes to you in the rental deal.
Yeah, exactly. And we then split it to the insurance coverage as well.
Yeah, talking about that, what is the story with insurance?
So basically, when you rent out your car, you want to be sure that if anything happens, if anything goes wrong, so if the renter crashes it, then you want to be fully covered. So our insurance policy basically goes in and covers it fully. So that everything is fully comprehensive, and you get, of course, a replacement car if the car is that damaged that you cannot drive it. Mm. So we just want to make sure that our car owners actually think that it's a good idea to rent it out and to share the resources available.
So there's no insurance cost then for the person who is renting out the car?
No, it's covered by the car renter.
Mm. And just say now I want to rent a car, I proceed to rent a car, and when I collect it I find it to be in a dirty state with rubbish inside. Is there a review service on the website?
Yeah, it's kind of like, as you know, from the survival of the fittest. So, I mean, if you want to earn money on renting out your car, then of course, and if we want to like rent a car, of course, then you review each other. So the car owner review the car renter and the other way around as well. So, I mean, if you get a bad reputation, then it's really hard to proceed on the platform.
And it doesn't matter what sort of car it is.
I mean, it has to be in a decent form. So if it's older than 20 years old, then it's too old to be on the platform.
Right.
So, but else it doesn't really matter. It could be a van, it could be a small mini car. It's just like whatever you think is suitable. If you have the need for that car, maybe someone else might also have the same need.
And I'm just wondering, Jakob, the renting has started already, has it?
Yeah, we actually launched the platform in the Northeast England a few days ago. So you can already do it, but you can only do it in Northeast England right now.
Oh, in the Newcastle region?
Yeah, exactly.
And how's it been going?
It's been going all right. I mean, we have had a lot of visitors and a few rentals so far. So basically, people are taking really good... is inviting us good to Newcastle. I mean, we're from Copenhagen, Denmark, so it's, of course, new for us to be here in the Northeast England.
Yeah, what are you doing there?
Yeah, what are we doing here? So basically, we moved here 2 months ago to join an accelerator program for tech startups called Ignite 100. The reason why we applied for it in the first place was because we realized that there was huge potential for services like Rentacalo, especially in the English-speaking countries. So we found out pretty fast that we had to open up in England, and by that we applied for the Ignite 100 program, because they have a really, really good crowd of mentors and investors within our industry. And we ran through a lot of interviews and flew forth and back from Copenhagen to the UK. And we got accepted.
I'm just wondering now, no pun intended, but what has traffic been like on the website Rentacalo?
Can you say that again, please?
What is the traffic? In other words, how many cars have actually been rented out as a result of Rentacalo being established?
I mean, we've only been up a few days, so it's only like a few vehicles. So it's not a lot. But I mean, we're getting more and more cars signed up every day, and more users will have to use it now. So it's actually been pretty good, but it's also a matter of people getting aware of the whole concept.
And so there are no plans to bring it to Ireland? You're taking it nice and slowly?
Now, that's a really good question. So the whole idea about Rentacalo is that we want to be a global player, of course. We want you to be able to rent a car through our platform, whether you go within around Dublin or if you go to the UK or Denmark. So it should be like a global player. So we're definitely going to come to Ireland. It's just a matter of speed.
So you reckon you can be a global player, that you can this idea will take off and that it'll go to. You even mentioned English speaking countries, that the demand might be greater.
Yeah, that came from some of our initial tests we did back in Copenhagen when we started out with the idea. So we could see that it was huge traffic source from the English speaking countries. So that's basically like how it all started out, by us looking into the UK and Ireland. So,
and I'm just wondering, Jakob, is there any part of you that worries that it mightn't succeed, or are you convinced that it's a big idea that'll take off?
No, I definitely think it's a big idea that would take off completely. I mean, all four of us, we completely just took our stuff and just moved over here right away, because we all believe in it so much. But it's also based on research, of course, and not just on our on our idea. So we can see a lot of articles and a lot of people studying this area, forecasting the market to just grow. Like, people get more and more aware of it, that we have to utilize the resources out there, and that we have to share stuff instead of own stuff.
Right, so it'll be interesting to see how it develops. Well, Jakob Alexander, thanks a million for joining us from Newcastle this morning, and the best of luck with your new idea, your big idea.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thanks. And Terence, by the way, has been in touch to say that they have a car scheme like this in Melbourne, and that TD, Owen Murphy TD, is trying to introduce law to legalise such a scheme in Ireland.